posted in 2 months. Alright guys, we're back with another Wood with Friends. A lot of content's about to come out soon. Wait on that. I've backed up COVID content. Probably be, give me a week. Because it's hours and hours of, let's say every day I do like 2 hours.
2 hours?
Since April 6th, I've backed up the feed.
Oh, shit. Every day a podcast?
Not every day, but,
okay.
But almost every day. Imagine if I did every time I smoked. I would have so much content. Alright, me and Devin, we did a new one. So you have to name as many cars that are also animals' names. You go first. And then I thought of another one. Dog breeds. Me and Mario did dog breeds.
With cars?
No.
Just dog breeds? Dog breeds. Okay.
So I don't know which one you want to do first.
Let's do dog breeds. All right. Doggy.
You want to start it?
Alright. A Rottweiler.
German Shepherd.
Chihuahua.
Golden Retriever.
A Bulldog.
A Bloodhound.
A Shih Tzu.
Greyhound.
A Labrador.
Husky.
Poodle.
A pit bull. You said pit bull?
I think.
I'll say another one. Bulldog.
I said bulldog. A Dalmatian.
We did this a long time ago, though, so I don't really. Doesn't count as cheating because I don't really remember what we were saying. A pug. Actually, I don't think I said that one in the last one we did. The different breeds count, right? Like, let's say bulldog, the French pit bull, like that.
I guess. Honestly, I don't know the specific on that. But
Frenchie? That counts, right? That's like a whole different. That's it. Let me see. I don't think
stump.
I am. Huh?
Stump. There's gonna be more. I know.
What's that one big dog called? The Mastiff or something, or a bull or something, or
something. Bull of mischief. Kind of rings a bell.
But what are the dogs? What about?
A wiener dog.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a win?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. I know dog. Because one of my friend has one. I just didn't know what it was called, but it's just hella cool.
It does have a name, but I'll give it to you.
Ooh, that shit came from deep. Deep in the mind.
It's crazy because right now you're thinking, but you're gonna see a dog reading. You're like, "What? How did I remember that dog?"
To be honest.
Mixed breed is kind of that doesn't count, huh?
Purebred.
Not a a golden shepherd. That doesn't count. How about?
I think I know one.
Isn't there a dog called like teacup dog? It's like a breed.
I'm not sure.
Google it. Teacup.
Teacup.
Is it a dog breed or just means small dog?
I just saw another one. That's cheese.
What did it say?
Yeah, teacup dogs for tiny canine lovers. According to American Kennel Club, dogs can be considered teacup if they weigh between 2 to 5 pounds.
So it's just a size thing. It's not an actual breed. All right, that one doesn't count. So not all breeds. Because I could name, like, there's a German Shepherd, and then there's a King Shepherd, an Australian Shepherd, an American Shepherd.
I'm going by the breed.
Those are different. They're no whole specifics. Different, they're whole different breeds.
Oh, okay. No specifics.
An Australian Shepherd. It's not that they're like, that's what they're raised. They're just different breeds of Shepherd, German Shepherd. All right, huh? What's that fucking dog called? A Don... What is it? A Bull Mastiff? Or a Bull Mischief? Mastiff? Alright, how about this?
Mine? I was gonna say, Peagle? Or, no.
Beagle. But I think
beagle.
That's a wiener dog, right?
Oh, it is?
Look it up.
I'll look it up. Beagle. I don't know why I was thinking beagle. I was thinking pug.
And then look up Bull Mastiff. Mischief.
Oh, wait. Is that a...
No, oh, no, that's a real one. Yeah, okay, that's a good one. That's a different dog. Bull Mastiff.
Blue.
Bull.
Oh. Boo?
Bull.
Bull. Okay. Bull. Okay. Yeah. Blue. Bull Mastiff.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give myself that one.
Yeah. I swear it's still your turn.
My turn?
That was yours.
A boxer.
Boxer. I had one, but that shit was cheese. All right, the cheese one, Yorkie. But let me think of another one.
French Bulldog, right? Because the French Pitbull is the one with the Tarkin dog, right?
Okay.
Frenchies are French Bulldogs, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So do a French pit bull.
So different.
You know the target dog? I think that's a French pit bull. Oh no, those are French. All right, French bulldog.
All right, I bet the target dog isn't a French bulldog.
All right, look up the target dog.
I bet you the target dog is a Dalmatian.
No, it's not a Dalmatian.
Oh, it's a bull terrier.
A bull terrier.
Oh yeah, it did look like that. I don't know why I had a different look.
How about? So what? Who won that one?
I'll give it to you. I guess.
What? You don't got another one?
Nah, I don't, honestly.
All right, let's do that. The cards that are animal names. All animals, right. Insects, or whatever.
All right. All right, go.
Me?
Yeah.
The Murciélago.
Okay.
That's a bat in Spanish.
A Mustang.
Spider.
A jaguar.
Damn, what other ones did we say? A bug.
Okay. Is lotus a fucking animal? Lotus?
That's a flower. I got another one for you too.
Let me see.
This one you're gonna be like, ah, oh, shit, I should have said it. I'm gonna try to tell you it telepathically. See if you can read it. Go. I just sent it.
Ram,
but that's like an action, right? Oh no, wait, yeah, ram. Yeah, it's an action. Yeah,
a little ram.
I thought that was it, honestly.
Hellcat.
Oh
shit.
Ferrari. Is that a horse?
I don't know. Look it up. Look up what Ferrari means. Dang, we're naming hell of them. I don't know how. I think I'm missing a couple. Oh, I got one. A viper.
Okay.
I know that because of GTA. The Viper in GTA. They don't call it the Viper though, they call it
the Banshee. No.
Does that count?
I swear that's not even called.
They call it the Banshee. But it's also a motorcycle. So I'll give it to you. Right? That motorcycle, that speed bike, it's called the Banshee.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll give you that one. If we bring in video game ones. Oh, ooh. Is a wraith an animal?
Oh, no.
Google it. Google that one. What's a wraith? It's a... or a warthog. From Halo.
What were we looking up?
Wraith.
Wraith.
Is that a car? It is a car, right?
A ghost or ghost-like image of someone.
Well, I got another one. Firebird.
Firebird? I guess, yes.
What's the other bird one? Something bird, huh? There's another bird on that firebird. The only reason I know Murcielago because I used to use it in the DS game of Need for Speed.
Murcielago?
Yeah. Pretty fast. I had it in orange.
The orange?
Bright orange. Is a wraith an animal?
A ghost-like image of someone?
Oh, that's what you said. Yeah.
But I swear it's my turn.
There you go. A thunderbird.
That's what I was thinking. I heard firebird and I thought you said it.
Talking about all rolling vehicles. Caterpillar.
Caterpillar.
Hey. Drop mic. Bulldozer. Started stopping too. We didn't. We're talking all rolling vehicles, not motorized.
At first, mongoose. I was like, there's hella. But now that we started, I know there's hella more. There's hella more.
There's, we looked it up, but I forgot them.
There's hella more.
What's that other company that makes, like, bulldozers and shit? It's not Caterpillar.
John Deere.
Oh, Deere.
Oh, yeah. John Deere.
I don't know. I can't think of it anymore.
funny story. Before I was, it was like, I think it was damn near my first time going to a baseball, like, camp or some shit. And the head dude, his name was John. And I seen him dragging the field with the little John Deere thing. So I was like, oh shit, what the fuck? I think he got his name on the fucking tractor to his shit. I think it's official.
Do they call him John Deere?
Nah, his name was like John something else. And then I was like, oh shit, now I got it. How long ago?
So he was your gardener? You guys a gardener?
A baseball coach.
Oh, he was a little baseball. But he would do the field?
Yeah, in the little John Deere.
That's healthy. Did he think of any of that would be good? Anything for the cheese one? That was a good one. That dog breeds and then cars. Large van. Is it a truck? Oh, is that Ryla? Ray. Were you there when he went to hoop with us?
Who?
That guy?
Who, Ryder?
Dre? No?
Oh, yeah, was he? Maybe I didn't know him at the
time. Hella funny. Every time he'd go up, he'd looking do his layup hella low. The old head layup. Yeah, I think it was one time because we were doing the cleanup shit, and we all went to Lincoln to go hoop. Everybody that works there, cause we're all cleaning up. So you just beat Duncan?
Nah, man, you're just fucking dribbling, shooting. I should be fucking.
You can't dunk on yours?
Yeah,
I can.
Oh, yeah. But,
how high is it, you said?
I can just grab it. Oh, maybe a little higher.
It's like this?
Nah, like the top's on it. Like
the perfect for dunking?
Yeah.
And it's just one side?
It's the highest. It could go lower. That's like the highest. And it's on some fucking bricks, dude. Maybe a little
so it's like on. Seven above.
Yeah, probably 7.5. Cause I can't reach it yet. I have to go on my tippy toes. But yeah, I want to do.
Sometimes I just come out here and dunk and like go a little bit higher, see if I can go a little higher.
I swear I don't know why when I try to fucking dunk and shit in my backyard, I get hella tired. But like when I'm at the park, it would just be like, oh, a little bit. Maybe dunking is.
I swear. At the Santa Cruz dunk courts.
Oh yeah.
I hit that 9. It was like about 9, right? Cause you, it told you, right?
Oh yeah.
I hit the 9. It's probably the highest I can go.
I swear I'd be driving around. I'd be seeing some what's that called? Elementary schools with the fucking
adjustable hoops, I'm like, damn, that shit would be hella fun.
I wish this one told you how high it was.
Oh, yeah.
This one doesn't.
Just measure it.
That's silly. I don't even got a measuring tape.
I swear, that was a cheese tactic on Instagram. It would be some dudes, like, hella short, trying to sell their dunking lessons packaging. And they'll show hella videos dunking. But then he revealed it after he got hella, like, fucking clout and shit, that before he was dunking on, like, a 9'7" or something. Like, it was just a little bit lower. But now he could make it. But before, like, he was lowering the rim.
That's hella funny. Yeah, that 9 was hard too. It's not like I could do it every time. Now I can't even fucking, I don't even know how high I could go. Probably like your court, maybe a little bigger. It's probably the highest I could go right now. I'm trying to go higher though. Seen them short guys, like super short. Okay. I think I can do it. You think you could dunk? Have you tried?
Now I want to get a court and really try. Cause I swear before, I think I was making a mistake. I was trying to cock that shit back hella far. And I swear now you just gotta fucking try to put that shit in.
Dude, what I've been watching, the short hoopers, how they dunk, and some of them just like do 2 foot.
Oh yeah,
I don't even know how they do 2 foot. It's like, it looks harder, huh? They like go like this, get like right under the rim.
They go just when you're in the post, jump off,
and then they stretch out their arm hella like this. Before, I think I would try to dunk it like, I don't know, like this.
I don't think I would. But if I would, if I ever would, it would be someone alleys it right at the rim, and I'll just fucking one hand and fucking.
The self alley?
Yeah, I think that's the only way. There's no other way. Or that'd maybe be, two. Two.
Just that'd like be that. Cool though. At least the self alley.
Because I don't think when you're running, you need like forward momentum too, and you need height. Actually, I don't think it's possible.
No?
I don't know. Before I was trying, I was really, really trying.
Yeah.
But
how far did he get? What was the highest?
Honestly, I think like what I really need is like you really gotta fucking like all the machines and shit, like you know, like the fucking. All the to get like all your fucking muscles and your legs strong. I think maybe. I don't know if it's too late.
Huh?
You think it's too late in life?
Nah. What the hell?
Where people start and just start down good.
Yeah.
Or it's something that you gotta build.
Yeah, you definitely have to train for it. Huh? Yeah.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, right now, if I would jump my highest on the rim, I wouldn't touch the rim. I'd like right barely. And to really dunk it, I think you gotta get at least your hand or something.
Unless you do it to yourself.
Like, so I need fucking what?
Unless you alley to yourself and you just go like this.
2, 3, 4, 5 inches on the vert at least, bare minimum.
I think if you practice
that, like 5 inches on the vert,
that's not bad.
Maybe more. I would say give it like 7 inches so you can really have. Because I've seen people that I think their numbers are like 6, and they're really working. Maybe 6 to 10, I guess, and they're fucking really working.
what I'm saying. If you really do it, yeah, I think you get done. That's Riley. Stalled. The Danny special. We got Riley coming back from a hard day of jumpers, and he just decided to park in my driveway. What? After I kill the beers, usually with wood, drink them halfway, and just finish off the wood. Like,
well, you better smoke another wood right now?
Yeah.
Alright, let me go change my shoes.
So how much are you going to pay him?
He's about to get $90.
Ooh! Alright.
Because he's going to help me tomorrow, too.
But that counts like as in more money, right? 90 plus tomorrow. Plus 40 for tomorrow? Why? It's only like a couple jumpers?
I'll be back.
Alright. Josh making some cheese over here. So you're gonna head out? You wanna dab with a Tommy Hill? Or you about to head out?
I'm about to head out.
Alright. You got any stuff? Alright, do you got anything to plug? Your Snapchat, your Facebook, your whatever?
I'm just howdy.
Huh? I'm just howdy. Alright, nothing to plug. Catch them on Warzone. What's your tag on Warzone?
Bet my
wins. He's in a sick ass clan or regiment. Join up.
Yes, sir. Spots available.
How many people could be in your regiment?
Sir, I've seen it as 250.
I've been just adding people randomly. You see how this?
I do see it's growing.
You see how it's just a random people? Sometimes I go and I'm like, oh, I like this guy's emblem. I'm gonna add him. All right, guys. Add us. Join the regiment, Lonely Boys Regiment. Is that a balloon? A water balloon? All right, guys. All right, guys. Back from a commercial break. We're here with the brothers, Spencer and Vilo. And we're talking.
We're talking politics.
We're talking Malanga.
Politics, that's the opposite of what you're talking about. I was telling Rilo that I dropped some beers.
Yeah.
At AK.
He dropped the whole case.
So I try to go grab it and the bottom just fucking rips. Or it's ripped.
Inside the store?
Yeah. It's just fucking and I go and then I go get another bottle, just leave the mess. And I go, and then she tries to charge me for both of them. I was like, bitch, that's not my fault. That shit was ripped.
Yeah. I've been like, hell nah. You keep that shit, I'm going down the street.
Yeah, that's all I was going to tell her. But she was like, oh, she didn't charge me. She didn't even charge me for the bag.
That bitch. Try to get over.
How is that my fault?
Exactly. That's why you don't fuck with AK.
Hey, you need this? I'm going to use a piece of it.
They try to rip you off.
Yeah, you should have it. Roll
through. They be trying to rip you off. And everything. Fuck that shit. I'm going to give my money to Hanks.
Yeah, I'm going to start giving my money. Because those guys are cool. They're always cool. They be letting me slide sometimes.
They won't charge you fucking five different prices by a different day. Go in there.
Or sometimes I buy enough backwoods, they just, or beer or whatever, they just give me a lighter. Yeah, like exactly. A free, like I'll be asking for a lighter, just give it to
like,
me.
Yeah, here you go. You fucking just spent $35. Here's a little fucking 50 cent dollar lighter. They be ripping niggas off. So. No fuck, damn.
I think I'm gonna start, I'm gonna join the boycott. You and Dip boycott.
Should, dude. Crap. They rip people off.
Huh?
Crap. They rip people off, charge people extra. I don't like it. They rip people off, huh? But yep. They fucking blew up my ball. They fucking flattened my ball.
Did they flatten them all like
it?
You wanna go for a swim?
Hell no.
It's hella cold.
It's like it's raining. Swing ass ball.
So you chowed some Wingstop yesterday?
Uh-huh.
Spence?
Sorry, Laker.
It's
on the other side.
This is way on the other side.
I got some other ones. Maxim. They're out of the ones I like. So, Riley.
Riley Bear.
When's your birthday, Riley?
June 25th. June 25th, 1991,
and the party was fun. '92, and the party was cool. 1993, and the party was free. 1994, don't you want more?
And you want to whore.
1995, the party was live. 1996, and that's where it ends.
No, you got your dick sucked by a Trix.
But that's a Das Racist song. I don't know why they started with 19. Maybe they're all born like they're all probably around Riley's age.
What's 97 though?
Huh? 97? No, they like stop at 96 or something.
Why?
What song is that?
Look up Das Racist. Damn, I don't know. I think I said them right. I think they started in 1991, and the party was fun.
Alright, so you can sing it in the phone, and it'll tell me.
Alright, hit the wood. Just pass it to Spencer.
1994, and the party was raw.
No, it's 1990 more. Don't you want more? Or 19? You see, now you're confusing me.
1990 more.
Yeah, 1994, and don't you want more? It sounded like that. You want me to sing or what? Some of my songs you can't be found with that app. Oh, Commercial. It's called Commercial. Rilo.
Commercial?
Oh, you want to hear it? Commercial. Commercial.
It says it's called Sit Down.
Is it?
I don't know.
Maybe it is. YouTube, it's from that same album.
That's what YouTube's calling it. I don't know. That might be the album is Commercials, and now it's playing a song.
But there's a Sit Down song. Sit Down,
no,
man.
No, the album is Sit Down.
Oh, what's the song?
That's racist. Sit Down, man.
They have a song called Sit Down, Man, though. But I think it's just them saying, sit down.
Oh, this is the full mixtape, that's why. Band camp?
Maybe they do say 1996, and the party was sick.
Teen Girl Fantasy?
Yeah.
I think it was produced by...
It's a weird beat. It is a weird beat. Commercial, commercial. Ain't gonna hurt you. Yeah, this is the song. It's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be like the rapping at a distance.
Can't even hear them rap. All you hear is that fucking whatever that is.
The quieter it is, the harder you have to listen. Think about that, Riley.
Yeah, but you can't hear what he's saying. All you hear is that fucking.
But look, Riley, this is a public speaking trick. Instead of going above people and like the audience where they're hella louder than you, just speak lower. And they would have to listen more.
What are you doing?
No, that's just what public speakers do. Oh, it says the party's you.
It's 1995
and the party's live. It's 1996 and the party is
6.
It's
1997.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I knew they didn't make.
I got that other one right.
Shots yeah.
I said 96 and the party is 6.
He said, they said 6.
That's what I said.
Alright.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't you just say 6 right now?
No, I said
shit
earlier.
That's where I said that.
Look, when this chick has more mass, I'll give you one of these too. Sick with it.
That's enough of that racist shit.
It's not racist.
That's racist, dude. They even got it in the name.
Oh, I'm gonna get spent.
They're death calling out racist things.
It says cannabis on it. See?
Cannabis? Hi, Miss something something.
Oh, Christmas.
Huh? It's 1992, and the party is you. Or what did he say? 1993 and the party is me. Come on.
1994 and I'm fucking tour.
I think they probably like got that from somewhere. I don't know where they got it from, but actually, those guys might, I think, are older than Rilo.
Yeah, they look a lot older.
Who knows when the album put out?
How long ago? Like 5-7 years ago?
Yeah, so they're already, I mean, the picture looked like they were in their 30s at least already, so.
How old are you?
28.
So you're gonna be 29. Yeah, they're probably older.
How was that, Leica? Tastes good? What? You just licked up your spit.
I seen one of the That's Racist people though, one time. Yeah. I was at lunch and I went to Burger King at Shark's Eyes in downtown Oakland.
He was up in there being racist?
Nah, it was a day where no one's working. What was it? It was like Labor Day or like Thanksgiving or something. It was like a holiday. So I went to Burger King. No one was there. And I was just sitting there with the homeless people that usually just hang out there. And, yeah, he just walks up, starts rolling a blunt.
Inside?
With his friends, yeah. And I was like, yo, are you a cool AD? Or That's Racist? He's like, yeah. And then I had to go because my food was ready and I had to clock in.
You're all here, man. Here's a Sharpie. Something on my belly.
I wanted to. I didn't have no Sharpie and my phone was dead. So I was fucked.
I can't even get a picture, man.
You want me to throw it in? Because
he, I guess he's from over here. And he lives over here. When when That's Racist broke up, he lives over here now, and then the other guy lives in Queens, New York. Yeah. Both those guys have been going down here with music since.
Whoa, Rebecca. Stop it.
I swear, Rilo, whenever we're doing a podcast, this nigga's just consumed by his phone.
I never get to use my phone on my work, too. I'm driving.
Well, no shit. You're not supposed to. It's the whole thing of being at work. What the fuck?
It's like, if you're doing something important, yeah, I get it. But you're fucking watching just some... Bro, this nigga, what did you watch showing me yesterday?
He's trying to sell his alcohol bottle for $400 videos. You can go to fucking Best and buy that bottle for $25 right now.
What was he showing me? Something stupid. I was like...
Drunk as shit. Look at her.
Like this.
That's just dumbass bitches that he follows.
How's that entertaining?
He finds it entertaining.
Alright, Riley, you gotta tell a story, dog. How about this?
We're gonna tell a K-Host story.
Get the ball.
One time I took this girl to the Hot Tropics over there on...
Explain what Hot Tropics is.
Hot Tropics is a place...
It's a place that has hot tubs, and the hot tubs are infested with AIDS and STDs.
Yeah.
Because...
Whip your dick out, and that's it, you're done.
Whip your dick out, and it's done.
And you got STDs.
Yeah, this is a place where hookers take their people. It's like a motel.
It's where Johns take their bitches.
Yeah. Or bitches take their Johns.
Nasty ass black bitches. That's all I see walking around. Nasty ass black bitches.
When I go to the Wendy's, I have to pass there. Yeah.
Kelly knows the guy who runs that place. Some old dude.
Yeah. They all know.
Some old nasty dirtbag.
Yeah. He probably uses them all.
No, he's pretty... He's a dirtbag, yeah. He's cool, though.
We go in there.
Dirtbag. Kelly's going in the back with the with the guy. And it's like 5 minutes. You know, I'm just chilling in the car, waiting for her to come back out.
All right, go.
She's like, all right, come on. We go in this room. It looks kind of dirty and stuff, so.
Smells kind of dirty.
And then I get a towel. Start wiping, you know, where I'm going to sit down off, you know?
Because you know what happened there.
You know, Dirty Riley didn't clean nothing.
He fucking pulled his ass cheeks out and sat down.
He probably licked it before he sat it. Down.
He's all hot. That's clean.
No, I really did. I wiped it down. I don't know what happened in those rooms.
And then he started fucking nasty Kelly.
And I sit down.
That wiping down just neutralized everything.
You need to wipe down Kelly, dog. Then, before you sit on her.
Out. And then I tell Kelly, I say, take a shower.
There's showers?
Yeah.
With the hot tub? That comes with the hot tub?
I've never been in there.
They got a shower. Look at Chewy. It's like...
I know, I'm just saying.
It's like, about this big. As big as this little port thing right here. And it has a hot tub, a sauna, and a shower, and like a little table in it.
Go on.
So I tell her, I say, take a shower.
Take a shower, you butt naked. Bitch.
She strips butt naked, and...
Really starts finger banging her.
She goes in the shower... And she's like, come fuck me. And I said, nope. I'm not going over there.
And Riley took off his clothes and hopped in the shower.
Yeah, the real story. We want to hear the real story.
And I said, when you're done, you can come suck my dick.
Even worse, she didn't wash her mouth.
Yeah, she just spit water.
She's spitting water. Spitting the cum out from the last guy. Deep down in her brown. I don't like it.
Yeah, that bitch barely showers, let alone fucking brush her teeth.
I think Owen used to brush her teeth for her.
Yeah? It used to be that bad?
Yeah.
Her breath used to be stinky?
Riley's breath and her breath was just...
Oh, yeah, Riley's stinky, huh? He doesn't... He wouldn't even know.
And neutralized it.
She's probably used to the smell, you know?
I'm sure she don't mind, either.
Mick breath.
She'd be fucking smelling some of these fucking nasty niggas' dicks.
Get it, Leica. Fucking get it. Fuck, get
Marty
it.
Said, Marty said one time he seen Kelly, like, a couple days ago. Right over here by Hank.
Recently? Yeah. Beluga, huh?
But he said she is so fat. Fucking oh god.
It looks weird too. She looks weird fat.
He said she is gone like fucking out there.
Well, yeah. How far was she out there last time?
She was talking in cracks in the sidewalk.
Yeah. Well, what was she doing?
I've seen her do that before.
Yeah. It's nothing normal. I mean, it's nothing she hasn't done before. She's not any more cracked out than she was when she was here.
Her prices probably got lower though.
It's probably just free now. Give me just some fucking crack or whatever. Give me something.
Give her a fucking beer, Brandon. You could hit it.
Get the fucking ball, like it.
You don't want to. It's too far.
She can grab it. Get that long neck out there. Get that long
neck.
Go
get it. Where's your toy?
Get it. Don't look at me. Get it.
Go get it.
I should just look at it. You gonna come help me? Because it's too far.
So we'll keep on finishing your story. So you're out in the showers with her.
I'm in the showers with her.
Uh-huh.
And she started sucking my dick. I already finished it.
And then what?
That was it.
And then the next guy comes in and he hops in on it too.
Yeah,
he
we get a threesome going and from the back. He's in the asshole. He's in the asshole and I'm getting my dick sucked.
I'm sure he's going to get his podcast shut down.
He's not going to get shut down.
These guys are talking about sex stories.
Hey, dude. Oh, Queen.
That's racist songs that haven't been
So Riley whipped out his boinky.
Did you get in trouble?
And he poked her
for doing that.
There's no rules in podcasts.
It's not YouTube. Yeah.
Red. Right on the umbrella.
What's up? Got some food for Fat Chewy?
Yes, sir.
Fucking Chewy. What happened?
You got paid yet?
You ready? You ready to go to work?
You're gonna pay me today?
Yeah. You gotta pay him. Look at it. See, you gotta pay him, man. He ain't gonna work for you if you don't pay him.
Come here.
He's like, here's a dollar.
I got a dollar for you.
Here's a nickel.
Here's a dollar and a quarter.
How much?
So
you said I'm 90,
go,
right?
Yeah, 90, and then you do I go today? I'm going today.
All right, this is what I'm gonna do.
You gonna give me back my 20 that you gave you this morning?
80.
He gave you. You gave him 20?
Yeah, cause he needed gas money.
There we go.
All right. I'll give you back in action.
And I'll give you $30 to help me out. I gotta get two jumpers.
You said 90.
Small ones. They're small.
That's how Riley works. So.
And
wait,
close.
What does it mean? What?
And they're close and they're not hella far.
He's trying to pay him 80 instead of 90 for the last
one. No, you have to pay him 80.
And then he's still
90.
Trying to cut him short today.
No, I gave him $80. I just gotta get changed.
You said 90.
I see. You had 2 fives. I seen it.
You fucker.
He did the work, man. You gotta pay him what he's
no,
worth.
No, Josh did. He's a good helper.
You gotta pay
so
him.
So today?
And he's ready to help you again. So.
Yeah.
You gotta keep your employees happy, Riley.
Yeah. No, he's good. And I needed him.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You gotta sing a song for him.
I already got it.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Dear Spencer.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
And many more. He's 25.
25.
25?
Spank him
20. You have to start looking for Mary.
Oh, shit. Hey, find him a lady.
I got my lady in front of my house. Sucked my wallet dry. It sucked me dry. It sucked my wallet dry.
I remember that one. Last time your mom was trying to get me to marry that lady.
What lady?
That one with that kid. You remember? This was when you were in the cocoon days inside your room.
Like cocoon day.
And you were, you came out to smoke a little bit.
No, he was undercover smoking.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't cool enough to smoke with us, so he'd go and smoke with his friends.
No, he smoked by himself.
No, he wouldn't even. He'd just go smoke with his friends. And then come home and do
whatever. Smoke by himself.
No, I would go to the Payfair.
Yeah, get off school or whatever and come home.
But even on weekends, I would go to Payfair, that park.
Oh, the one right by the fucking...
You know he's seen us out
the
there
school.
Smoking while he was home. And I'm like, fuck. I want to go out there.
Now I was smoking inside, too.
That fool would be playing the game in the room.
I remember we used to be out there smoking, and mom pulls up. Oh, shit.
I'm going inside, guys.
I'm going to go sit all the way over here like I wasn't doing nothing.
Just know, that was probably during my Modern Warfare 2 days. I was playing a lot
guys,
of
guys, this guy was... A young buck trying to smoke with us. His mom would come.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Chewy was fucking in a cocoon nest.
I was playing Modern Warfare.
He was being a real nerd.
With my buddies.
And then he turned into a butterfly.
You didn't play Modern Warfare? Doing the Modern Warfare?
Two, I'd love to. Two was one of the best Call of Duty.
I would play a fucking with my friends all day.
That's when I was going to Royal Sunset when I was playing that shit.
Because I played Call of Duty 4, but all my friends played Modern Warfare 2, so...
And then Black Ops came out.
Yeah, Black Ops. I didn't really like it. It was alright.
One was fine. Once they came out with 2, then it was like, you know, you guys are doing way too much. And then they're like, oh, we'll drop another one.
It'd be times when we're doing the theater... The zombie mission.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd just be going around for hours, just... Getting to like level 100 something, and then I'd just be like, "Yeah, I'm going to sleep, guys." And they'd be like, "One more, or something like that." I'd be like, "All right,"
awesome.
And then I'd just turn off my Xbox. I was you.
Whoops! Yeah, I guess I'm going to sleep.
Just because I would be loaded playing with them, and I'd be hella tired. I'd be like, "Fuck."
Them zombie games are going forever too. Start fucking getting up into them levels.
Yeah, because you got the best gun. When you have the thunder gun and the fucking
ray gun,
and you just go in circles, and you're fucking solid.
Run trains. We used to run trains, and we'll have two people running the train, and then have other people shooting at people out of the train, knocking them down.
Right, Leica? Modern Warfare 2 days?
Yeah. Modern Warfare 2, that's when I started modding.
I feel like everybody played Modern Warfare 2 in my school. Everybody. Either you're an Xbox person or a PlayStation person. You know, PlayStation people suck. Who are you?
I had a PlayStation back then.
PS3. When I had an Xbox 360. That's where the raw people went, honestly. That's where the good people went.
That's where the whack niggas went.
Nah, my school, the weak people played PlayStation.
So PlayStation's easy to hack, though.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hackers on that shit. I was one of them.
And I swear the interface for fucking the PlayStation 3 was terrible. I didn't understand it.
Boot it up and shit?
Yeah, when they like, cause the Xbox is way simpler. The game is right there, just play.
Yeah, I don't like the PS4 how it's set up. You can't like move shit. You can't like put the YouTube on your fucking main screen.
Oh yeah, you can't.
It's fucking stupid. You have to go to the fucking video and TV things and scroll over to YouTube. What the fuck is whack as shit?
PlayStation 3 was confusing though.
But did you ever have a PS2 online, though?
No, I had an Xbox.
This is a regular Xbox?
Online.
See, I had a PS2, and then you have to get an adapter thing to make it go on the network.
I think, did I get an adapter? I no, I think the Xbox had one.
I used to play Call of Duty World at War or whatever. Like the first Call of Duty, or a couple of first Call of Duties that came out?
World at War was number 5, but Call of Duty, yeah, I had them.
It was like the one, old two, school, and three. The old school one. Yeah, it was the old school one. Fucking old school, little bolt action shit.
Did it have vehicles? That's the real question. That's how you know.
I think it was just tanks.
Oh yeah, so yeah, that's Call of Duty 3.
Yeah, it was just the tanks, I believe.
Call of Duty 1 and 2 didn't have tanks. Call of Duty 3 did. I had all of them.
I played that shit a while ago. But when I hopped on, I swear every other person on was a fucking hacker. So their names were all crazy shit, and they were just doing crazy shit. And it's like, I spawned and died, spawned and died, spawned and died, instantly. This is garbage.
So then
I back out and turn on my mods. And
yeah, game. all those good games are, like, only good for fucking playing with your friends.
Yeah.
Like, the games, local, yeah, local, sure,
yeah.
Local.
Private games.
But yeah, I have I think the Xbox. I played Halo 2.
See, what would be cool if Warzone, you can create a private match.
You can. You get a token. Yeah. You need to get the multiplayer. Just buy it.
But why the fuck on Warzone do they allow 20 over 20 people in your party?
I think it's because multiplayer. You can have a whole fucking.
Yeah, well, I know that part of it, but you know. Why do they on the Warzone thing? Like it shows there. So if you have, what happens if you have 15 people in your party?
I think so. You can say 420.
And then you start the game. So then you start the game. And what happens if when you start the game with the big party, they all go into the same game? But you know, you got your squad of four. The other team's the other squad.
No, I don't think you
that would be sick. Though, yeah, then you're going against your squads. Like, all right, well, yeah. Or you all get on the same party.
It's just gonna say it's too many people in the party.
Yeah, that'd be sick though. If it started and just put everybody.
I think you can do that game. Multiplayer though.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have more than a team.
Because it'll fill the whole class.
So you guys can't.
No, tell you what I miss. When you used to be able to join games. In the Xbox, you used to be able to join a game.
Yeah.
Like, so you guys can't in the battle middle of each it. Other on the other game? Like, say you want to fight Spence. You can't fight him?
He doesn't have multiplayer. Well, he doesn't have it on his PlayStation.
No, I mean, if he did, though.
Yeah,
we could start the game.
See, but I don't know how that's going to work because this isn't like Rules of Survival. It's not on a small server. This is a huge server. So you hit start.
But it's local. Have you noticed everything is pretty local?
It is, yeah, it is. Because we, like when me and Efren play sometimes, we have random people in our match that are from the Bay. He's like, oh shit, what's up?
From
San Francisco too. So I mean, yeah, you're right.
Because I swear, in Modern Warfare 2, it would be people from like, in my game, it'd be like people from Arkansas.
Maybe we should try it one time. We should all do a solo. All try to start solo and then just meet up.
Fucking cheat.
That'd be elevated.
And get reported.
Well, who the fuck would know? If it's a, if it's three of us left at the end, we just gotta figure out who's gonna win. Like, all right, we're all just gonna go against each other. Whoever wins. Nobody's gonna be cheating, ain't nobody gonna know. You have three people camping in one house, and suddenly somebody walks in the house and get blasted.
That'd be funny.
Serving them up.
This sucks when somebody dies, though.
Yeah, but at least you get a chance to bring them back.
Not if it's like just solos, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Chewy, a low battery.
Low battery.
For 32 minutes.
Hopefully it recorded. Does it record when
it
pops up?
Yeah, that
it's recording right now.
You would have lost all that good shit.
So you never play video games, Rilo?
Not really. I don't play video games.
What would you play when you had the PS3 up there?
Huh?
Gran Turismo? And all those hacked-ass cars?
Oh, yeah.
He had it up there?
Yeah, I gave it to him. But the Gran Turismo game that was on it, I fucking hacked all the cars. Because that one was dope. You could switch, you could, like, take numbers from
a punk-ass fucking kid stole it. Look at it. I went to when I was at Marty's house, fucking I had it over there inside the trailer. It's over there. And fucking some other shit. So look it. Check this story out. This is a good ass story.
There you go. Tell the story.
So my brother gave me a PS3.
30 games.
You know, with hella games and shit, you know, hooked it up for like $100 or something like that. Gave me like $100. Then it was like $100, huh? I don't know, it was like $100. Whatever. Get on.
Yeah, get on with the story. No kidding.
So I had it up there, you know, I fucked with it here and there. Didn't really play it that much. So then I put it away in like a backpack that I had. So I was working for Marty, and then I left Marty's house. And I totally forgot about the PlayStation. So I told Marty.
That's a story I want to hear. How did you tell him? Like, were you just like, you have to leave Marty, you suck? Or were you like, did you leave in bad terms?
I just dipped, bro.
He just left. He went into the woods and left.
You didn't put a 2-week notice?
I just cut out. Left. Went on top of the grow hill or the growing net.
Alright, how do you say sorry to him though? Because I know that I see you guys are cool.
Well, he just said, what's up? And I said, I can't do it no more.
That's the story I want to hear, but finish this story first.
And then he said, shut your poop butt ass up and get your ass back up here.
Alright. Continue with the story. So you had it in a backpack?
Pretty much, you know, I put it in a backpack and I left Marty's house. So I'm gone for a while, you know? And then Marty's calling me and shit, trying to get me to go back. This is like the last time that I left.
It was like SpongeBob and Mr. Krabs?
The final, yeah.
When you work for Chum Bucket?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The episode?
So I went and worked for somebody else that lives, you know, in the next town. And I told Marty one day, I said, hey, can you get my shit out of that trailer before that kid steals it?
What kid?
Some kid that was up there working for Marty when I was gone.
He's a kid? He's like your age.
Younger than me.
Okay.
He's like Spencer's age. And so that kid was in that trailer, and then one day I came up there to Marty's house to go do something at somebody else's house, and I stopped by Marty's house. And the kid's playing my shit.
Okay.
So I was like, alright, you know, give me some money. Just play it. Kid gives me like $20. He's like, yeah, I'll play it for a couple days. I said, alright, give me $20. I said, cool, you know, just don't break my shit. So, you know, a couple weeks pass. And fucking that kid's gone.
You went back home or something?
That kid's gone. And fucking, I came up there to Marty's house and they go back there looking for my shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucker stole it. So check this out. That kid, the guy I was working for last, knows him.
Uh-huh.
So he knows where he stays and all that shit. So I went to his house, and that fucker sold it, bro. And he's on fucking cocaine and shit. So I steal his cocaine, fucking say, motherfucker, what games you got for it still? And he's like, none. I don't got none. And fucking sells my shit, dude. And then I go through his shit in his house. I say, let me see, motherfucker. Let's go in your house. We go in his house. He has a controller of it, so I take that back. And fuck, and that was it. One controller.
What you know, the fuck you need a controller for?
I don't know.
I get the controller back and I say, you dumb fuck.
So this guy lives alone?
Oh, they had like a brother there or some roommate. I don't know. He was a square bear.
So you just went in there?
Just went up in there.
Just by yourself?
No, my boy came with me.
Okay.
Because my boy was pissed too. He's like, what the fuck you stealing this dude's shit for, bro? He lets you use it, not take it.
And then what happened?
I just went through his shit. See what he had.
You want to get $100 worth of stuff?
I took $100 worth of shit back and fucking dip.
Alright, where did you steal? Cocaine?
Which has cocaine. How much
cocaine was it?
He had like a fucking 8-ball, dude, so I took it.
Alright, and then what? That's like, what, $60?
And the remote, no, that's like fucking $180.
Alright.
I think when I got home, it was like fucking 2 grams. You know? It was like $120 worth of cocaine. Fucking my remote back.
You're a fool. You should have just took it when you had the chance. Why you let me use it? Oh, I know. What the fuck? Me let you use it. Get the shit out of here. So you didn't play at all. That's why.
Oh, I didn't really fuck with it. Chewy out there. You're mostly outside.
Doing what?
Just working, going to the river, going to the waterfall, smoking, fishing, fucking riding dirt bikes, shooting guns, some little friends. You're not sitting in a fucking room playing COD on the internet. I'll say that. Barely Wi-Fi out there. Barely good service.
Funny story. I'm not gonna lie. That was a alright story, Riley. Okay, you're starting to learn. I told Riley to just take a creative writing class in the local community college. He doesn't want to.
Where'd you come out with that burrito from?
In your mouth? It was from the AK.
Burrito?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
This nigga's loaded, huh?
Nigga, they don't got burritos at AK.
Josh just fucking handed it to me.
El Camino, dog.
I think it's from something else.
No, I'm asking where is it from.
It looked like the El Camino bag. Could have sworn that's what the bag was.
Nah, but they went to some...
went over
cactus
there.
Or something? I don't know what it's called. It's alright. It's alright.
The one on East 14th?
Yeah, I don't like the rice. The rice just tastes weird. El Camino, though. Next to Rasputin, guys. That's just mad. You been there?
Like I have. Not like get a burrito. Get it.
Get well, it. I heard that place was doo-doo, though. The Mexican restaurant that opened by...
Have she ever took your food,
Secret
Chewy?
Depot? Huh?
Has she ever took your food?
I'm fucking... She knows what would happen.
What if she just fucking snatches that burrito up? Would you say, hey?
Yeah. She won't grab it. Look at her.
If I say grab it, she'll get it, bro. She'll fucking eat it, bro. Alright.
Go tell her.
Get it like a... Get the burrito. Get it. Want it?
Get it. You have some of this rice.
She'll munch that motherfucker. I bet you put it back now, she'll eat it. Right off the table.
Ew, you got rice on your head. Fucking liked it. So Riley, you still don't have a bank account, dog?
Yeah.
You do now? Where?
Chase.
It took you hell long to say that.
I got Chase and I have a Wise Pay.
What?
Wise Pay.
What's that, like, Cash App?
No. On a card.
You get Cash App on a card?
Yeah. Well, this is Wise Pay. It's from my work.
Oh.
I got it from Amazon, but...
Wise Pay? I've never heard of that. Have you heard of that?
It's provided by ADP.
Hmm?
It's provided by ADP, if you know what that means.
Let me see.
See you later, guys. It's the end of the podcast.
Soon.
Wow.
What time? He usually has to leave to pick that shit up at what? 6?
There's one at 3.
3:30, it's 3:00.
There's one at
3:30
in Oakland.
We better start moving. I'm gonna go get Josh in a minute.
Should be there already.
No. The party ends at 3:30. That means they gotta be out it, bouncing out. But they're probably already bounced out right now. It's raining over there in Oakland. You see that little scooter I fixed for?
He didn't fix it. It was working.
Drew said he broke it.
I didn't say I broke it. I said I used to shred that shit.
That seesaw one.
Spencer used to ride it too.
No, he did?
Did he?
I don't think
so. I tried it.
That shit's trippy. I mean, it's kind of cool, so you don't got a pedal, but.
They have one with two things. It's one wheel.
No, that's the butt pump one.
Two the back.
Pumping.
The both sides go.
Yeah.
Wait, how did you pump it?
The fucking pumping.
Butt pumper.
Butt pumper.
Oh, I know what you mean.
The one of the girls down here be riding.
Yeah.
That shit smashes, though. The wheels are fucking too hard.
Mata?
I like that.
Fucking awesome. Cool. I'm holding it up.
Dude, it looks like it's in the rain, huh?
It's raining. Not right now, it might not be. Oh, it is, actually.
Yeah.
No, it is. It's supposed to rain. Today and through the night, a little bit.
Fucking rain, huh? I don't like it.
Mod it out. Hell, funny. Falls in the pool. Do a bunny hop. Bunny hop it. Yeah, do it. Bunny hop.
Do a kickflip.
Do a kickflip. Do a tailspin. You gotta get that bitch moving. That bitch be moving. Get it fast. Drift around the corner.
I need to put it down for a second.
me see this fucking thing.
Test it out, buddy.
Careful. It's gonna go in the water. Scooter.
Shit. They say it's powered by space. See that? He's going a little fast. You have to really.
The best way to do it is go all the way forward and back. Yeah. It's a la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- Go for a walk?
She's like, where is that man?
Alright guys, this is the end of the podcast.
That thing is kind of cool though.
Okay guys, we're back with another Woodwood Friends, and we're playing a game with Ding and Dong.
Ding is fucking Slim over there on the other side of the mic.
We got Ding and Dong here, and we're playing a game of popular images. Let's see. Alright guys.
I'm on no.
Whoa.
Fuck
it.
That's my niggas bitch, but I don't care,
bro.
She
shouldn't
post some pictures
like that. Come on, Nick, you're lying. You don't got friends.
I do. Nah.
Right. Alright, who's this?
I can't even see you, nigga.
I'm gonna give you guys a good look. Oh, shit.
Fucking
Chewy
with the iPhone.
Who's this?
Andre Ward.
Durant. Kevin Durant. KD.
What did he say?
Andre Ward.
Who is that? Alright.
Who is it?
This is Kevin Durant.
KD.
Oh, I know this
Who's
guy.
This? Who's this?
What's Who's his this? Name?
Who's that?
The one that invented the cotton gin or the cotton mill, right?
Why would a black bulb. Person invent the cotton mill?
That's light
a black
bulb.
Person.
Huh? He is light a slavery bulb? Time. Huh?
That's no, he didn't invent
He's light a poet. Bulb. He's a poet.
He's a writer.
Fuck, what's his name?
He was a slave turned writer.
First letter. First letter. Frederick Douglass.
Oh, shit. Go, what do you think it is? That sounds right, huh?
Frank Eisenhower.
No, it was Frederick Douglass.
Boom!
That's 2 points for Nick? Are you a ding dong? Are you smarter than a ding dong? Alright. So we're just gonna go through civil rights era? No?
Let's get it. No, where are you be posting that shit on, like? iTunes?
Who's this lady?
The one in the first lady that, oh no.
Riley, you seen it?
No. Bonnie.
It's fucking
You guys both get Bonnie? What the fuck is
Bonnie? Bonnie Clyde.
No.
Who is it?
That's a black lady, first of all.
Let me see. Alright, Rosa Parks. Sitting on the back of the bus. Front of the bus. Bitch got arrested, right?
Yeah.
I thought she was a white lady.
You see, you lost. Come on. Riley, how did you get that one? You're losing to this ding-dong, Riley.
I'm fucking... No, I'm not smart. I just know a whole bunch of things.
Who's this?
Oh, I smell her,
too. Riley, you seen her?
What?
Who is it? Did I show it to you? Did you get a look at her?
I couldn't really
All
see.
Alright, first letter. First letter.
He masterminded the Underground Railroad.
Alright.
Let's say block it with that. So
Alright. Oh, cool. I know it's common knowledge.
History, brother.
Just
that's
like,
our revolutionary shit.
So this is.
Let me. All right. What's the? I still need a letter, bro.
It's a H. Riley, are you playing? You're not smarter than this guy. This ding dong. Found it yet? No?
I'm not even looking at that.
She's one of the key figures of abolishing slavery. Come on, Doc. How do you not know this? Comes over here, you're gonna say like, I don't know, man, whatever, it's Harriet Tubman or something, and then I'll be like, oh shit, you got it, all right. What did I say?
Harriet Tubman.
Yeah, yeah, all right. Are you smarter than a ding dong? And we're waiting for this ding dong to come over. You don't know who Harriet Tubman is?
Mm-hmm.
Riley. How? Alright, I'll put more white people. Let's see. Did you figure it out? No. Riley, do you got it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Starts with an
H. Fucking...
Alright, next letter.
Harriet Tubman.
Ah, yeah.
Ooh, dang. You got you, Nick. That's a point.
Ah, he looked it up. Jesus.
I didn't look at it. I'm going to go to Instagram.
He calmed down.
I'm looking at Harriet Tubman's ass. Harriet Tubman's ass.
Who's this? Who's this?
Gene Simmons.
No.
Oh, that's fucking kid.
Does he have a beard?
Yeah.
Turn it a little bit more. That's fucking
Cheech and Chong.
No. No, it's not. Oh shit. I just showed you guys who it was. That one's easy. You guys both don't have a clue? Alright, let me see.
I do.
What? He was on PBS. That's a big hint.
He's a painter, right?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, he has a weird ass name. I don't know his name.
Charlie Sheen.
You fucking ding dong.
Alright, so what is it?
Bob Ross.
I was never gonna know that one, bro.
Fucking ding dong.
Bob Ross.
These are people that are important.
Are you serious? Not him.
Hmm. All right, just leave right there. Yeah. All right, who's this?
Who's that?
Riley, who's that? Easy. Who's that one?
It's fucking Dalai Lama. Donde Lama Dale Hale.
Okay, you just got that one done. Who's this? Who's this?
That's fucking Obama.
No. Who's that?
That's hang on.
Damn, I don't
know. That nigga's old as shit.
They have an effect named after him.
The what?
The Mandela. Oh, yeah. Nelson Mandela. Yeah, I gave you the name. That ain't on the account. The Mandela. That one didn't count. So who's winning? You got two, he has one?
Yeah, no, I have three.
Alright, how about this? I'll put something you ding dong might know.
Everything. I know everything.
Playing, bro, for two racks? Ooh, sick.
I'm gonna put. You're hurt.
Alright, who's this? This guy's famous in the Bay Area, dog.
Who's called?
Ah, dang, he's beating you. Riley, you don't even know things about the Bay Area.
Let's go.
What did he make for extra point?
The lobster?
No, what did he make up? What catchphrase did he make up?
Ah, I don't know that one. What
for an extra point, he made up what are those?
Oh, yeah. What are those? That nigga got famous off that shit, bro. Whatever happened to that nigga. You getting that check, bro?
That nigga don't do taxes.
Yeah? He didn't work.
Alright, who's this?
You getting a check, huh?
So we got
Keith.
No, that's fucking his name.
Seth Griffin.
Yeah, Seth.
No, it's not Griffin.
I know, damn, it's Seth Rogen.
Oh, Seth shit. Rogen. Damn, right where you suck. Alright, how about this?
This nigga don't know shit. Wait, let me rephrase that. He don't know shit about, like, history.
Pop culture?
That too.
Alright, this one might be maybe difficult for you guys. Alright, who's this?
That's Kardashian.
Yeah.
Chloe. Oh, he beat you. Hey, I swear. I tried the thoughts. That's why I put a thought up here and then he knows.
You knew right away.
Alright, should I put the dot thoughts? Yes, what are the thoughts that I know?
That fucking Catch Me Outside, bitch. Oh, I don't know her name.
Who else should I do?
Put whoever, bro. I know everything in this bitch before. That's my bitch, bro. Why you kick
her? Alright, who's this? Who's this?
Chris Brown.
Oh, okay, you guys both get those. That's a tie.
Those are easy, nigga. Those are easy. Put them like...
Some from history?
Yeah, or like real old school rappers or some shit.
Okay, I got one. Let's see if you guys know who this guy is. This guy's pretty popular in culture.
You're gonna put Justin Bieber.
Who's that?
Yeah, I see one.
Who's this at?
Rick James, bitch!
No, that's not fucking Rick James. He does that game show, Family Feud.
Steve Harvey!
Oh, he got you! That's
two points
each. Harvey. So you guys are tied. You guys are both ding dongs. Alright, I'm a tiebreaker.
Steve Harvey.
Tiebreaker, because I need to roll the switch. And then we'll come back from a commercial break. Alright, let me see.
I'm about to. You see, I'm like a buzzer, man.
This one's easy. Who's this?
Damn it.
Fucking Breaking Floyd. Bad.
Who's that?
Fucking Pink Floyd.
No.
Oh. It's the dude off the Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles. Riley, you heard the... What are you listening to, dog?
Bro,
he's watching porn.
Yeah. Nah.
So Floyd. He's from the Beatles.
Jim Morrison's Doors.
Yeah. You seen it, Riley?
I don't know his name.
What?
Oh, you seen this guy? Who's this guy?
You know this one, bro. That's
a band. You're gonna say Led Zeppelin. That's a fucking band, dog.
Is it?
What did he say?
What's his name?
What did he say?
He didn't say shit.
It's John Lennon.
John Lennon?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I thought he was a gay nigga. John Lennon, wasn't he gay?
That's a different nigga.
Oh.
Alright, we'll be back from a commercial break.